Are you working? What kind of work do you do? What is it you want to do when you grow up?
Hey, yo, I'm going to be a tit out. That's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate. I'm going to start collecting props, connecting plots.
What's good, y'all? What's good? What is good? Welcome back to another episode of the 16s and Things, the podcast. This is your host, Ms. 100, episode 35. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm in a good mood. This week was actually a good week. I hope y'all had a great week as well. Listen, yo, I'm going to jump right into this week's highlights. Damn. Wasn't a good week for the Eagles, y'all. Wasn't a good week. The Niners smoked the Eagles. Oh, yeah. Before I even get into that, yo, listen. Yo, David Carr, you could go eat several fucking nut sacks for saying the Eagles need to bench Jalen Hurts for Mariota. Like, Mariota don't even like fucking football, yo. That nigga just is really just a job for that nigga, yo. He's a fucking proven bum. Proven bum, yo. The hype is over for him. I don't even know why the Eagles actually picked him up for a fucking backup, yo. Seriously. Yo, they could have got one of those other career fucking backups to get instead of Mariota, yo. But, yeah, so let me get into this shit, yo. The Eagles lost to the Niners. It really showed everything that I've been saying about this Eagles team. Yes, they went into the game being 10-1, and the defense Ashley was on display, like I've been saying all year. Yes, the Eagles have been pulling out games because of certain key plays that's been happening with the defense. Just certain little minor plays, but all game they've been getting their ass bust. Every fucking game of this season, the defense was just looking terrible. The defensive line be holding it down. So shout out to everybody on the defensive line, but I got to ask the question. The Niners, are they the best team in the NFC? Because the Niners beat the Cowboys and they beat the Eagles. So do that make them the best team in the NFC? Man, they damn sure did look like it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not a big fan of Brock Purdy, but, you know, the hype that he's getting. Now they talk, like just last week they were saying that Jalen should be the fucking MVP. Now they talking about Brock. In the MVP talk, like, yo, stop it. Brock is a game manager type quarterback. And, yeah, that's all I'm going to get into that, because that shit just fucking irked me when I started hearing about motherfuckers dick eating saying Brock is MVP. Nah, man. Niners definitely have a good team on both sides of the ball. Coach Sirianni definitely got out-coached. He got out-coached in that game, as well as the poor play with the defense. The offense was looking terrible. Yes, Hurts was looking terrible also. Hurts is just – in some games, it looked like he regressing back to when he was a rookie quarterback. He got to get the shit together, though. But, yeah, they announced the 2023 Heisman finalists. And it's four of them. Those who follow college football, I know I watch college football. I love college football. But Jaden Daniels, quarterback for LSU, put up some crazy numbers. 4,946 passing yards with 50 touchdowns, well, total touchdowns because he's a runner. But I watched him in a couple of games, and I was not impressed at all. Not at all. Like, but hey, you know, those numbers is crazy. Number two, Marvin Harrison Jr. Yo, shout out his dad. Shout out his son. Yo, listen, his son is balling at Ohio State. You know, Marvin Harrison, Philly guy. So I'm always going to represent for the Philly guys and big them up. I actually went to school with Marvin Harrison's brother and shit, yo. And it's funny because they look just alike, but his brother was on the football team, and he damn sure didn't have the same skills as Marvin. But yeah, Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver position, right? He finished the season with 1,211 yards and 14 TDs. Some impressive numbers. He's been balling. He's been balling the last two seasons. Number three, Bo Nix. He's good. Bo Nix is good. He's a good quarterback. I don't know how he's gonna end up how he's gonna be in the NFL, but he has some great numbers too. 4,145 yards passing with 40 TDs. Then you got Michael Penix. I seen this guy play. He's pretty good. 4,218 yards and 33 touchdowns thrown. He's Bo Nix is at Oregon and Michael Penix is at Washington. Michael Penix, he looked very seasoned. Bo Nix and Michael Penix, they look better than Jaden Daniels. That's just my opinion and analyzing and shit like that. My other highlight, the legendary rapper AZ, Brooklyn's finest. AZ released a new album, Truth Be Told, entirely produced by Buck Wild. And Buck Wild, if y'all know, his production catalog is amazing. I'm a huge fan of AZ. His last album, Do or Die 2, was amazing. I still listen to that. This album, I was very disappointed with Buck Wild's subpar production. But I must say, AZ, he didn't disappoint with the bars. That classic flawless flow of his. Nobody can duplicate that nigga flow, yo. AZ, that smooth OG talk, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's my man, AZ, yo. I'm a huge fan of AZ, yo. But his bars is actually still on point. On that album, I was feeling about 3 out of 11. Maybe 4 songs. 4 songs out of 11 songs total. You can't even count the intro, because the intro is not even a song. So it's only about 10 songs on the album. So out of 10, I was feeling 4. Yeah. So let me get into my first topic. I want to actually talk about the NBA in-season tournament games, which surprisingly have been very good and competitive. I initially thought it wouldn't be any good at all. I was thinking this tournament was just great to give the bum-ass teams a boost of confidence. Like, you know, when you at work and you take part and learn a new task and they don't plan on giving you no money, you complete that fucking task and shit, learning that new task and shit, and they just give you a participation award with no fucking money. But I read the winning team gets $500K for each player, and the players also got $200K just for reaching the fucking finals, yo. That's some great incentive, I must say, yo, straight up. That's why the fucking shit been competitive. You know, the saying money talks goes a long way. And actually, we've been seeing some really good, I don't know, a lot of people was like 50-50 with this, yo. But I've been fucking with it. I usually don't really have an interest in NBA games this early in the season, but yo, like I'm really feeling this NBA in-season tournament thing. It's really dope. And surprisingly, you know, my phony ass Lakers, they made it to the finals. How about that? Isn't that something? They fucking made it to the finals, and it's looking like they will be playing against the fucking exciting Pacers. I don't know if y'all been following the Pacers, but these motherfuckers looking like the Golden State Warriors of the Eastern Conference. Like, I'm talking about the old Golden State Warriors, not these revamped old looking Warriors. But the Pacers point guard Tyrese Halliburton, yo, this dude been playing some outstanding basketball. He's averaging 26 and 12, and he's shooting 52%. I've been watching him play like the past 2 weeks. I've been watching a lot of Pacers games. No, I'm not a fan of the Pacers. I'm a Lakers fan, but I am definitely a fan of his style of play. kind of remind me of like fucking old school Lakers Showtime. Like, they run the floor like at a fast pace. They scoring a lot of points. I'm sorry, I'm old. Man, I just don't see the Lakers winning. I don't see them winning against the Pacers in the finals. But I must say, the Lakers did blow fucking the Pelicans out. They put up 133 points. And I checked the box score. LeBron, he did his thing. That's crazy, yo. LeBron, yo, like, some people be like, oh, Mel, you be hating on LeBron. Nah, I don't be hating on that dude, yo. I really don't. It is actually impressive. That dude, I don't know what his regimen is like, what he eating. You know, like, damn, yo, his wife must got amazing yam sauce. It's like, no disrespect, but like, yo, that dude is amazing. He's amazing how he take care of his body. Yo, I don't know, to those who out there listening, I don't know if y'all ever played any type of sports or anything like that, but to you gotta really be focused, especially in today's world. So many distractions. And that's definitely a segue into my next topic. Kendrick Lamar. Shout out Kendrick Lamar and his company, PG Lane. They released a limited edition dumb phone, aka the antique smartphone, and it sold out instantly. The phone only allows you to text, make phone calls, and listen to music. That's it. No fucking social media or internet surfing. Now, when somebody sent this to me, I was like, wow, this is really it's really needed nowadays, because you need a fucking digital fast. Me personally, I just think it's a great idea for a phone, especially getting something like this for your child, because it's too much. It's too much our kids are seeing freely on the internet. I know, you know, we you could put time restraints on you know, amount of time the day on it and this and that, but it's just, once you got access to Google, whatever your browser is, the internet, you could find out anything, you could see anything. And some things that the kids see, they shouldn't be doing. Especially, like, I don't think kids at the age of, if you're younger than 12, I don't even think you should have a social media. I think honestly, you probably should just get a social media when you probably about 15 or something like that, because it's just so much going on social media. And when I do know some parents where their kid is 8 years old, 7 years old, and they got a TikTok or they got Instagram and shit like that. And it just opens the door for a lot of pedophiles, you know. Can you imagine, you got a daughter and she's 8 years old, and a fucking pedo dude is sending dick pics to your daughter? She's only 8 years old, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, social media is out of pocket. So this is really a great idea, because it's been known that social media, for long periods of time, it causes depression. Some people wake up and the first thing they do is grab their phone, which is way too much dependency on a device. I think it's just too much access to porn, fucking pussy and ass is everywhere on the internet, social media, and movies too, you know. Occasionally, I take social media fast just to give my mind a mental break from the toxic shit, because, you know, I'm a firm believer in, not only are the things that we put into our body, as well as like liquids and foods and snap, but there's also the things that we see visual. You know, it's a lot of visual toxic things that we can absorb into our body just watching that shit and consuming it all the time. Yeah, yo, it's but so shout out Kendrick Lamar, his team. He invested in, he's fully invested in the tech world. You know, it's a smart man. I see he got a great team behind him that's doing the right things with his money. You know, Kendrick Lamar don't even be on social media. You know what I'm saying? The dude rarely do interviews. And from what I'm hearing is, I don't even think he fuck with his phone like that. You know what I mean? You know, them kind of guys like that, that's so big of a celebrity and shit like that, man. They got so much going on. They getting pulled this way. They flying, hopping off of different planes, going to different countries, having all types of different meetings. So, yeah, I get it. I fully understand that reasoning for him not even caring about a fucking phone. But, yo, let me get into this shit, yo. Before I begin, I just want to say, like, I'm not a fan of Joe Budden's podcast or whatever. But lately, Joe Budden podcast been wrapped up in a lot of drama. So let me play this.
Other people learn that you can't just talk about people.
I'm telling you, as somebody that knows the history of the people that you speaking about, leave niggas alone. Especially niggas that will shoot your Christian ass.
Oh, wow. Shoot my Christian. I bet. So you inviting violence. You trying to egg it on. And you would never in a billion years say that about a Jewish or a Muslim person. I know you wouldn't. And you still talking about me on your podcast, but I guarantee you don't want to talk to me. Because I think you fear that would end up making you look real bad. It's something about the light in me that's irritating something inside of you. Because all I'm doing is talking about accountability in the culture. And here you are, inviting violence, showing religious disrespect, and just moving with anger and cockiness. Think about that.
Yeah, so Joe Budden recently, I'm sure y'all know Joe Budden's voice. Yeah, he was the first person saying that crazy rude shit. But yeah, the second person is rapper D1. For those who don't know who D1 is, D1 is a rapper. He's a Christian rapper from Louisiana. D1 been out for quite a long time. I'll probably say well over 10 years. So a few weeks ago, the reason why Joe Budden came at him, because a few weeks ago, D1, he called out rappers who glorify violence in their music. Some of the rappers he called out was Meek Mill, Rick Ross, and Jim Jones. Now, D1, he states that he is a fan. He's a fan of the rappers that, you know, he called out, saying they still glorify violence in their music. Now, Joe Budden was definitely wrong. He was definitely wrong for talking down on D1's religion. Yes, D1 is a Christian rapper. I listen to Christian rappers, some of them. And if they listen, see, here's the thing. If you are talented, if you're a good artist, you know how to make songs, it really don't matter if you're what your religion is. Like, let's give an example, like Rakim never cursed in his music. He, you know, maybe a shit here and there or I don't know. But Rakim never cursed in his music, right? But does that make him a phony rapper? No, because we all know Rakim is considered one of the GOATs, so-called GOATs. And I hate that word. I don't use it no more, but y'all like to use that shit. But D1, because he's Christian, doesn't mean he's phony. You know, he has a lot of positive messages in his music. So will I say Joe is wrong for the way he came at him, and he's really inciting some type of violence? Jim Jones did respond by saying some shit like, you know, he got nephews and little cousins who might not like that he, you know, singled him out, that, you know, they wouldn't like that D1 singled him out. And, you know, but we know Jim Jones is who he is, right? But let's keep it all the way 100. Let's keep it all the way 100. Those three rappers that he mentioned, you know, they just ain't those type of rappers who really care about the betterment of the community. You know, for public face value, they might make some little, a few positive things to talk about community. But come on, yo. They don't give a fuck about the community. They give a fuck about making money, fattening their pockets, doing whatever they need to do to keep that money coming in. And most of the time, it's on some negative shit. Niggas love negativity. They just do. It is what it is. Like, Meek, come on, yo. Would you really want to hear Meek talking some rapping like he the rapping Martin Luther King or some shit? You know what I'm saying? No. Can you imagine that? Meek screaming on a fucking track. Screaming on a track, trying to talk some positive shit. Yo, he would sound so fucking corny. Meek trying to rap like Common. He would sound terrible. Terrible. He would lose his core fan base. We would never hear a positive song from Jim Jones or Ross. Like, think about it. What educational books are them niggas reading? All they know about is street shit. Street shit. That's it. That's all they give a fuck about, yo. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen. I'm not taking sides. And I'm not knocking D1 or his stance. But he just got to be a little bit more realistic about his views and the industry that he's in. I understand he's a Jesus freak, but the music industry is a business. Sad to say, but America was built off pure violence and ignorance. So it's only right to see that we see people, they want to celebrate the sex and the violence. That's it. And D1 is, he's actually a very talented, good rapper. I love his spirit and his passion. You know, but his music is only for a selective audience. You know what I'm saying? I even went into his catalog. Went into this catalog and listened to his music. He's really dope. He makes good music. You know, but I'm a different kind of person. You know, it's a lot of niggas out here that ain't going to be riding around blasting D1 music. They just ain't, because motherfuckers is just not really positive thinking people. They just not. And that's sad. It's really fucking sad. It is. You know, because the more ratchet you are, the more you take off. In that entertainment world, it is what it is. And look, I listened to D1. He was a guest on the Pivot podcast. Shout out them. And it was a very, very good episode. And I believe him, because you know what he said? He said, look, man, I just want a conversation. He said, some people's reached out to Jim Jones so they can talk man to man. And he said, Jim said, yo, we come to Harlem, we could talk. And that's all it's been. He said they even was all in a group text. And it was just one text. He said, I'm just waiting. He said, I just want to talk. He said, you know, it's not about, you know, violence. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we can all agree to disagree without becoming emotional about it. Leave the emotions out of it. Just agree to disagree. That's all. Like, that's more manly than, oh man, I'm gonna shoot this pussy because he don't like my music. It's corny, yo. It's corny. You know what I mean? But, yo, I'm on to my next topic, yo. Yo, so I want to know, so who the fuck authorized Suge Knight to have a podcast show while in jail? Yo, man, I'm telling you, yo. These niggas be doing the most in prison, yo. They be on social media, playing PlayStation, selling drugs, getting high. Yo, niggas is wilding, yo. Prison's still not a place I want to be. Fuck that, yo. Like, these niggas be wilding, yo. But anyways, this nigga, Shug, and I haven't listened to that fucking podcast. It's called Collect Call or some shit like that. But he posted an old pic of him and Diddy's son, Justin Combs, playing. And in his latest episode, he talks about dealing with Diddy's baby mom, Misa, which is Justin's mother. The photo was actually taken at the height of their beef back in the 90s. But, you know, I always thought to myself, the Diddy and Suge beef was, to me, was, I feel like that was bigger than the Tupac and Biggie beef. You know, because Tupac and Biggie were really good friends. They was really good friends. And I know it's a damn shame they both not here, but I know if it was a planned sit down between them two and they talk some shit out, the motherfuckers probably would have started making songs again and everything would have been all fucking love, yo. Straight up. But think about it. Diddy and Suge, them niggas was never friends, yo. Them niggas always hated each other, yo. They it's like they was jealous of each other. You know what I'm saying? And not to say jealous, but in competition. Both got record labels. Both record labels was popping at the time. You know, that's what I think. I think them niggas really wanted to kill each other. Real rap. Like, real rap. I don't think Big and Tupac really wanted to kill each other. Maybe they would have wanted to rumble each other, you know, some shit like that. But I don't think they wanted to see one another dead. But damn, yo, some women just ain't shit, though, because Misa, yo, yo, I mean, she was fucking her child's, the father of her child, enemy. Yo, that's some grimy shit, yo. She probably was pillow talking about Diddy and you know, the moves and personal stuff he was doing, you know. Like, yo, just think about that, yo. This bitch laid up. She laid up with Suge and shit. And this nigga he trying to kill, you know, Puffy. And she laid up with him and shit like that. Yo, that's crazy, yo. Like, you really gotta watch who you fucking have a child with, yo. You really gotta watch who you stick your dick in, point blank, yo. Like, yo, it's really, that's crazy. That's a crazy story, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, y'all, thanks for listening to this episode, yo. I'm gonna keep it coming, and I appreciate every single listen, if it's 1 minute or if it's the whole episode, yo, I'm greatly appreciate that, yo. Thank you. I'm gonna just keep coming with the content. I appreciate everything. Thank you. Peace. We was already more than people, mind some Mulianis. Now we more fucked up with a man named Giuliani.